It's another one of these season reviews, and it's John Gibbons hosting this weekend and taking part. And that's if our wonderful, esteemed panel leave anything with me, of course, because they look very thorough to me. I've got Joel Richards, got Harry Pryor, and I've got Carl Capak. And yeah, we're going to go through our seasons, what we thought of them, and a bit of a review. So does anyone want to go first? Anyone want to volunteer? Has anyone got extended things to say? Look at Joel. He was keen as anything to
go on, Joel.
Joel messaged me before saying, I've wanted to do one of these for years. And I'm like, well, everyone else, sit back, relax, and Joel's going to tell you the story of 2020.
Leave us something, Joel, will you? Leave us something.
I'll do my best, Carl. But before I start, I actually just done some quick research by listening to Mo and Robbo's excellent fine work before. So, yeah, and I apologise for the notes that I've made because for this one, a bit serious business. So, I've actually for once made some notes. So, yeah. Let's go away, because I've got a lot of things to say. So, just to start, I'd say that, like, the nature of the season, the way from the outset we all knew it was going to be condensed and packed, it meant that for the first time I only really cared about the league and the Champions League, to be honest, and that I felt as if we had to cut our cloth in order to keep players fit. And for me, I was more in favour of the league just because I wanted this team to cement its greatness further as back-to-back champions, and the fact that the club really hadn't done it since the 80s. So that to me was the big selling point for the season, because I knew it was going to be very chock-a-block. There was going to be games every three days, and it just felt like it was three seasons into one, really. So going into it, I did have some reservations, though, and there was already a few concerns when we didn't sign another centre-back to replace Lovren when he went to Zenit in the summer. And I remember being on a gutter with Andy Eaton and Rob Gutman at the start of the season, and I said even then I thought it was a bit of a risky move not buying another centre-back. Now, I know maybe finances were stretched because of COVID, and we had to sign another left-back as priority for to cover Robertson. We obviously ended up getting Thiago and Jota, who were great additions on paper, and in time I'm sure they're going to be even more valuable to us than what they've already have been throughout this season. So the transfers that we did made sense. However, there was that nagging thought in the back of my mind that we were leaving ourselves short at centre-back, and there was a worry that if what happened did happen, the sky was going to cave in and that it was all going to go sit up, which basically it did.